bad if you don't come up behind him suddenly," said Rincewind. "Ah, there is the voice of our mission specialist," said the patrician. "I just hope... What is that on your badge, Captain Carrot?" "Mission motto, sir," said Carrot cheerfully. "Moritori nolumus mori. Rincewind suggested it."
"I imagine he did," said Lord Vetinari, observing the wizard coldly. "And would you care to give us a colloquial translation, Mr. Rincewind?"
Rincewind hesitated, but there was really no escape.
Roughly speaking, it means we who are about to die don't want to, sir."
"Very clearly expressed, I commend your determination. Yes?" Ponder had whispered something in his ear.
"Ah, I'm informed that we have to leave you shortly," said Lord Vetinari. "Mr. Stibbons tells me that there is a means of keeping in touch with you, at least until you're close to the mountain."
"Yes, sir," said Carrot. "The fractured omniscope. An amazing device. Each part sees what the other part sees. Astonishing."
"Well, I trust your new careers will be uplifting, if not meteoric. To your places, gentlemen."
I just want to take an iconograph, sir," said Ponder, hurrying forward and clutching a large box, "to record the moment. If you would all stand in front of the flag and smile, please. That means the corners of your mouth go up, Rincewind. Thank you."
Ponder, like all bad photographers, took the shot just a fraction of a second after the smiles had frozen.
"And do you have any last words?"
"Do you mean last words before we go and come back?" said Carrot, his brow wrinkling.
"Oh, yes, of course, that's what I meant. Because, of course, you will be coming back, won't you?"
said Ponder, far too quickly, in Rincewind's opinion.
"I have absolute confidence in Mr. Dequerm's work, and I'm sure he has too."
"Oh, dear. No, I never bothered to have any confidence," said Leonard.
"You don't?"
"No, things just work. You don't have to wish," said Leonard. "And, of course, if we do fail, then things won't be that bad, will they? If we fail to come back, there won't be anywhere left to fail to come back to in any case, will there? So it will all cancel out."
He gave his happy little smile.
"Logic is a great comfort in times like this, I always find."
"Personally," said Captain Carrot, "I am happy, thrilled, and delighted to be going."
He tapped a box by his side.
"And I am, as instructed, also bringing along an iconograph, and intend to take many useful and deeply moving images of our world from the perspective of space, which will perhaps cause us to see humanity an entirely new light."
Is this the time to resign from the crew?" said Rincewind, staring at his fellow voyagers.
"No," said Lord Vetinari.
Possibly on grounds of insanity.
"Your own, I assume?"
"Take your pick."
Vetinari beckoned Rincewind forward.
"But it could be said that someone would have to be insane to take part in this venture," he murmured. "In which case, of course, you are fully qualified."
"Then, supposing I'm not insane?"
"Oh, as ruler of Ankh-Morpork, I have a duty to send only the keenest, coolest minds on a vital errand of this kind."
He held Rincewind's gaze for a moment.
"I think there's a catch there," said the wizard, knowing that he'd lost.
"Yes, the best kind there is," said the patrician.
End of CD 2.